Welcome, everyone, to the Investors Herald. This afternoon, I had the pleasure of interviewing with David Cole, who is the president and CEO of EMX Royalty Corp. EMX Royalty Corp is a tremendous stock with major upside. They have a unique business model, which focuses on the acquisition of new mines, exploring them, developing, and producing natural resources, or gold, silver, copper, and various other metals. David has been at the helm for over 17 years, and without further ado, let's get right into the interview to find out more about EMX Royalty. You identify a property as like a geologic metric. What is kind of the order of the things you look at? I mean, obviously you need it to produce a metal, first of all, you can't get royalties if it's not producing. So is royalties up there on the tier that you look for a new spot to develop?
So let me answer that for you this way.
Okay.
So our core bread and butter business, we do three things to create value for our shareholders. The core one, the one we start with, is royalty generation. And okay. That's this process whereby we acquire large tracts of prospective mineral rights. We add value by developing economic geologic models. We then sell those assets on to an industry hungry for new discovery.
Okay.
That's the, exploration is the R&D of the mining business, right?
Correct.
So we sell those projects on to explorationists with major companies as well as junior companies for a combination of commercial terms. For cash payments, for shares, for annual minimum royalty advanced payments, mm-hmm. for in-ground work expenditure commitments,
okay.
and always a production royalty on the back end. And so what drives our decision-making with respect to acquisition of mineral rights is geologic prospectivity in a venue that is conducive for mineral development.
I see.
So we want the right geopolitical risk profile, and we want the geologic prospectivity. And the litmus test is whether or not we can sell the project, right?
Correct.
So we've been doing this for 17 years around the world. We have exposure to, it's got to be close to 150 mineral properties. Wow. In the world now. I think we have 80-some royalties on different projects around the world. The bulk of that portfolio was built through this royalty generation process, also known as the prospect generation business model. And there's different ways to execute that business model. The way we do it is focused on the royalty component because we love royalties. Now, to augment the portfolio that we built doing it the organic way, we also buy royalties.
I see.
And a couple of key royalties within our portfolio we have purchased, and we're in a very strong cash position right now. So we're currently actively negotiating to acquire more royalties and intend to do that in addition to our organic growth. And the two are quite synergistic because it's the same right. team that's out doing our global prospect generation that's identifying royalties to purchase. We do a third thing, and this third avenue of what we do with the same team, right, is also quite synergistic. And that is strategic investing. So when our top-notch economic geologists working around the planet see an opportunity to invest in another company where we cannot not buy the stock, it's so compelling, usually because of geologic interpretation, but also with business acumen, tied into it. And our return on invested capital over our 17-year history is fabulous. It's 40% internal rate of return after tax.
Wow.
And that's not on the money in the bank. That's just on invested capital in right. our strategic investment pool. And it's driven by a couple of outsized wins. We had a big liquidity event where we sold a share position that we had in a huge discovery, which we participated in intellectually. So we put the money on the table, but we also contributed our geologic talent. Resulted in a gigantuan discovery in Russia. And that was liquidated and the cash is in the bank. So. We're in a position today where we have as nearly as much money in the bank as all the money we've raised in the history of the company.
That's
no
crazy.
Debt. And exposure to 150 mineral assets around the world. The business model works very well. We've proven that over 17-year history. Our stock is significantly undervalued. It does not represent the key assets in the portfolio. And of course, out of that 150, there's a few that drive the value, and I'm going to review them with you in a moment. But it's because of our recognition that you've seen my insider purchases. I've been buying the stock for 7 years. I buy on dips, and I bought some during the COVID dip, for example. I think about another 47,000 shares or something. All those trades are reported. All my options, that as they expire, I just pay the tax and hope to shoot. Yeah. So you can see all that. That's all reported, of course.
I did see there was a big project in Serbia you were working on that's looking in 2021, I believe. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? And I'm sure that'll be a big driver for value for in the future.
So that is one of the that's the most significant company-making asset in our portfolio. We have 0.5% royalty covering the whole Team Luka project. Wow. And we have multiple royalties within that district. The Bor district in Serbia in the Timok magmatic complex is the largest historic copper and gold producing region in Europe. And we actually came into Serbia right after the Balkan Wars and helped the Serbian government rewrite their mining law, helped them rewrite their concession law, opened the door for foreign investment. We acquired projects there, we sold them off and kept royalties. And then we also bought other royalties as they came available to add to our portfolio. So we have a whole portfolio of royalties in this prolific mineral belt throughout eastern Serbia. Zinjing Mining is advancing a massive discovery, largest copper-gold deposit found in the history of Europe.
Wow.
In production. It's one of the largest copper-gold development projects in the world ongoing today. And they signed a $474 million capital expenditure memorandum of understanding with the Serbian government, facilitating the upper portion of the deposit, which is a high-grade pipe, to go into production in 2021. And then as they develop that, they'll go down into the huge lower zone, which is over 1 billion tons at over 1% copper. And this is a company making royalty in the making. And you should own our stock just for that, let alone all the other assets we have. That royalty is worth more than our market cap. But we have other great assets in the portfolio as well, Richard. We have a 1% overriding gross royalty on the Leeville area in the northern portion of the Carlin Trend in Nevada, currently operated by Nevada Gold Mines, which is a joint venture between Newmont and Barrick, and Barrick's the operator. They have continually announced, since they've taken over management of that, lots of resource additions and drill indicated resource potential on that project. And that royalty's paid $13 million U.S. since we've owned it, continues to pay every month. But the upside on that project, based upon their drill results, is phenomenal. So those are two really big key assets in the portfolio. Another driver of value in our portfolio is a 4% uncapped, unbuyable royalty in Turkey on the Balya deposit, which is lead, zinc, silver. And about 30% of the value there is silver. With really good lead and zinc co-product potential as well. That is a big mineral system, 5,000 ton per day mill, and that's ramping up from small production into full-scale commercial production this year and into next year. It's going to become a multi-million dollar per year cash flow and royalty, transformative to our cash flow, transformative to our value. Another key asset in the portfolio is something we just recently acquired at excellent pricing. And that is the 19.9% interest in the Rawhide deposit in Nevada, operated by Rawhide LLC, a private company. We're one of the largest shareholders in that private company. That one's in production, making doré right now on site in the great state of Nevada. It's a prolific district. We're very excited. We're looking forward to immediate, significant dividend flow from those shares. That LLC is set up so that all of the profits from the LLC are distributed to shareholders quarterly.
I see. So do you plan on paying a dividend one day?
Or? Yes. EMX, we get asked this question often.
I'm sure.
We had the outsized win, so we just booked a lot of money.
Great.
Putting us in a situation where we have just a little while ago, I had as much cash in the bank as all the money I've raised in the history of the company.
Wow.
No debt. Plus this whole portfolio of assets around the world. I lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
We are going to pay the dividend.
Oh, dividend. Thank you. So we, you know, we had a lot of people asking if we were going to pay a special dividend, and we discussed it with our largest shareholders, and they said, you guys have a track record of allocating capital astutely. Please keep it up. And so we are allocating that capital very carefully and slowly into things that are accretive. You've seen a few deals that we have announced already. We have more coming. And then our plan is to institute a dividend, not on a special basis, to deliver the large amount of cash that we receive from the Malmish investment, but rather on a quarterly basis in perpetuity once we become distinctly positive cash flow, which is imminent from the existing portfolio alone, but will likely be accelerated through additional acquisition.
Great. Now, why do you think your kind of stock is so undervalued? Do you think it's just the lack of knowledge, or what do you think is the main driver for that?
Yeah, that's an easy question to answer. So until the big royalties, such as Balya, gets into production, then the market's not going to give us full credit for it. Particularly because it's not a well-known Turkish company. It's a private Turkish company. They own all kinds of assets. They have I think 30 mines in production. So wow. I mean, they're a known entity, but they're not that well-known in the West. And they because they're private, do not have to produce 43-101 documentation. So there's no 43-101 compliant resource or production schedule that is out in the public, and I'm not allowed to I know what the production schedule is. I know what the resource is. We're not allowed to talk about it because of creating in U.S. securities laws.
Correct.
So we know what the value of that is, and you can see my insider purchasing. But it is an inhibitor to coming up with an accurate number for the valuation of that project. Then a second one would be the, people are saying, well, you know, we believe the Serbian royalty is fantastic when the mine's in production, which is around the corner. That's another catalyst. So I think people are waiting, but the smart money has been accumulating.
Correct. Yeah, you're supposed to buy before if you're confident in a company and the management. But I really appreciated the long term. You've been there and talked to Isabel a little bit before, but I mean, you've had the same kind of morals and judgment for a long period of time, and it seems like you're very positive about your company, and that usually drives growth in the long run. So I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a super smart team. We've learned a lot over the course of the last decade and a half. We've done a lot of good deals, have been accretive. We have more deals coming. We've got a if I fired everybody today and we just lived off the royalties we own, it would be a great story.
Correct.
Instead, we're not doing that. It's the best story. Let's not do that. we're just going to continue to pour fuel on the fire, Richard.
Right. No, exactly. So it sounds like you're definitely in it for the long run as well. You're setting up, you know, great future prospects, future mines as well. And I'm excited to see kind of the future. I'll definitely follow closely, and you know, I'd love to invest, because I do think it is I will read through more of the reports and see. But for those sole reasons, even those three reasons alone, and with I believe $50 million in cash you're just sitting on, around that is tremendous. You have a lot to deploy, and especially too, I'm sure a lot of businesses with the current conditions are going to get pretty, some will get distressed, you know, if they're not run correctly. So you'll be able to capitalize on them. But I mean, I'm excited.
Yeah, come join the party. I just keep buying stock.
I saw, I was telling Isabel too, Bank of America, they raised their target on gold to 3,000, I think, an ounce, you know, today, which was pretty crazy. So that's something to look into, but that's pretty rare for them. I know it's weird listening to banks, and they can throw numbers all around, you know. But I mean,
the contrarian inside me says they must be selling.
Probably. But I mean, even the conditions, like unlimited QE, that doesn't.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I mean, if they have a money gun somewhere in the sky, it's usually bodes well for gold.
They're in just, the
past.
They're just loading money on helicopters like Pablo Escobar.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they'll land on the mine somewhere down there.
Flying across the country, you know, throwing out bales of Hundies.
Right. It's not really working that well right now. But, crazy. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really excited, and I'll definitely be in touch if I have any further questions. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Call anytime. We're here.
Great.
And you're based where?
Richard? Yeah, I'm right in Boston. So kind of a little background is we have a family long-term business since 1935 in insurance. Oh. But I just graduated from BU this past spring. I was an econ major, minored in finance. So I've kind of had the pleasure to kind of focus on what I love, and that's investing and kind of in all sorts of different aspects. But I love, you know, attending conferences and meeting people in the industry so that have more insight than me, because that's how you learn. So,
you know what you should do? You want to really learn something?
Yeah, I do.
You should come out with us and visit the Rawhide mine in Nevada.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to.
Fly into Reno. We'll meet you there. We'll drive out. We'll do a little mine tour.
I'd love that. Yeah, because that's the best way to learn.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's super, super cool. Making gold.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Wow. I'm in.
They pour gold a couple times a week.
Really?
They pour a Doré, which is a gold-silver composite.
Okay.
That then is sold at the gate. And, you know, physical trades are premium, so they can sell that at the gate for spot.
No way.
Yeah.
What percentage, real quick, is your portfolio in, like, kind of what's your top metal that you produce?
Yeah, so most of our income comes from gold.
Okay.
A lot of the future potential of the company is copper.
I see.
With a nice lead, zinc, silver exposure and a growing portfolio of copper, cobalt, nickel, and PGEs.
So do you just see more upside in copper compared to gold, or you just think copper is undervalued pretty much?
What the price of the commodities are on any given day doesn't drive our business decision-making.
Okay.
What drives our business decision-making is long-term consumption patterns and what kind of projects major mining companies are looking for. We're out in front of that, acquiring prospective mineral rights. Our belief is you cannot own enough mineral rights.
Oh, of course. The more the better.
Yeah, the meek shall inherit the earth, but not the mineral rights.
That's right.
And so, we're very large mineral rights holders around the planet. We're the largest mineral rights holder in the country of Norway, second largest mineral rights holder in the country of Sweden.
Wow.
We have over 9,000 mining claims in the Western United States. We're the third largest mineral rights holder in Arizona of any company. We have substantial mineral right exposure to Chile. We've got a nice royalty footprint in one of the hottest districts in Alaska. We've got the big royalty portfolio in the Timok complex of Serbia. You know, I can just go on and on. That embedded optionality in our royalty portfolio is phenomenal. All of those projects being advanced at no cost to us. That's all counterparty risk. We're just the benefactors for the reasons that I outlined, in the beginning.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for your time. And we'll definitely be in touch if I have any further questions. And I'll get a hard hat on there and get out there.
You buy the stock today because it's down a few, set down 6-7 cents right now. Take advantage of this dip. Buy the dips is what I tell all my friends. Just buy the dips.
Correct. Long term, and next year, 2025, 2030, 2040, it'll be higher just based off your business model. The business model sells itself from what I hear, and I think obviously you'd agree.
So you can go back and check my trades from the very beginning. I've had a really good track record. I sold quite a bit of stock when we were overvalued in the heated commodity days of 2011.
Okay.
I brought all that stock back and more. Subsequently, I've been buying for 7 years. I've been buying the dips. You can see my trades. We're going to do well.
Awesome.
Yeah, Richard, call anytime.
Great. Well, thank you both so much. I'm really excited, and I'll get in. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you, Isabel.
Thank you for your time.
Bye. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.